nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello and good evening to you listening to Nationwide. My name is Sani Martin. We are coming to you live from Juba. And this evening, our discussion will be focusing on the current economic situation in the country. With the South Sudanese pound or the SSP continuous depreciation against the US dollars and ongoing fighting in Sudan, how are the two impacting on the prices of basic commodities in the country, and what should be done to contain this situation? And according to the Central Bank of South Sudan, or the Bank of South Sudan, the official rate or the official exchange rate for the SSP against the dollar today is has what I checked before we came on air is 937.6879 SSP. That's one SSP pound to one US dollars. So I am joined here in the studio by an economist who will be telling us more about it. Sandy Mayang is an economist, and we shall be discussing more with him. What does this mean to a common man in the market? Has also, prices of basic commodities have gone very high. Good evening, Sandy, and thank you so much for once again coming and discussing the economic situation with us this evening.
Thank you very much, Sandy Martin, for hosting me once again. It's a great pleasure talking to you through Radio Muraya.
Yes, and our lines will be open to you, where you can call on 092-9686297 and discuss about the inflation the country is facing. South Sudan is not alone. It's a global thing, but we shall be looking what can be done as other countries are also trying to contain this. Now, let's begin right away, Sunday. The last time you were here, you predicted that the dollar might hit over 90,000. And here we are today, according to the official rate of the central bank. I don't know how much is it in the black market. The last time I checked, the people before we came on air was told, I think, 95, 96. There's no accurate, but we have to go with the official rate from the government.
That is correct. In the second week of February, we had an interview. You asked me about the performance of our South Sudanese pound against US dollar. And I predicted that before the end of the financial year, 100 US dollar will be exchanged at 100,000. South Sudanese pound. As I was coming for the interview, I asked those who are engaged in black market.
Yeah.
And exactly that's what they are telling me, that the exchange rate at the black market is 100,000 for $100. And if you are buying from them the dollar, it is around 101,000 South Sudanese pound. When the dollar is giving pressure to local pounds, local currency, like what is happening in our economy now, it's always not a good sign. And there are many reasons to this. First, as a the vulnerability of South Sudan as a country that emerged recently from the war, the rising cost of living is already bad, worsened by the dollar pressure on South Sudanese pound, the Sudanese refugees, and the South Sudanese returnees feel significant pressure that need to be urgently mitigated. What is happening in our economy? Why should we be worried about the rising dollar against the local currency? You know, in an economic ideal situation, if your currency is devalued, it will always good for the producers, the farmers, for example. When the local currency is not performing well against the foreign currency, it's usually good for the farmers, because what will happen, the foreign firm or traders would come with the dollar, buy more SSP, go to the farmers and buy more commodities from them. But if the foreign currency is weak, I mean, is weak, they can use a lot of dollars to buy few South Sudanese pound, and then now use these few South Sudanese pound to buy few commodities assuming that they are coming to import from us. But why do we worry now when the dollar goes up? It means the visiting people who are coming to take dollar, buy dollar, they come with their dollar, and then what about they are buying in South Sudan here within the region, because they don't come and import from us. We are the one that go and import from other countries. So it affects the purchasing power of our pounds, because most of the commodities that we go and buy from outside, they largely depend on the dollar. Because here, the people would buy US dollar, take it outside, buy commodities, and bring it back. Now, when the money is taken outside, your economy, like in the hard currency, you lose a lot. It causes inflation, the high inflation. And that's why the issue of dollar has to be managed properly. You know, it's a commodity that must be properly managed, because it has significant effect on the purchasing power of our consumers. It affects the purchasing power. So it results into rise of the prices, and then the we lost purchasing power of the consumers, because you when you go with your local currency to buy commodities, the prices are very high. They will not have a value. Because what is happening here, people have fixed salary. It doesn't fluctuate the way the dollar keep fluctuating. So, for example, assume in February when I was here, the exchange rate was 68,000. $100 was 68,000. Now it is around 100.
So I want to ask you, what explanation is there to convince our listeners what has happened that the dollar has gone very high against the SSP, or the SSP have dropped against the dollar at a pace of less than 3 months? What is the justification?
I think the impact of what is happening is not only South Sudan, where the dollar is making pressure against local currency. Even our neighboring countries are facing these challenges. But it varies from country to country. Like in our situation, we have the issue of the highest influx of refugees to South Sudan. You know, South Sudan has the biggest border with Sudan. So most of the refugees are coming here. And equally, some are going to Egypt, others are going to Central African Republic. When you look at these people who are being displaced there, some of them have traders here in South Sudan. So because there is emergency happening in South Sudan, they have to buy more US dollar here, send it outside. So they either send it to their families in Egypt, or others send it to Central Bank. That is, I mean, Central African Republic or Chad. So it causes the pressure, the volume of amount, people, the demand for dollar has raised and up. So those who are selling pounds, dollar, they have to increase. They keep increasing. That could be factor number one. The other factor must be to do with the, when we are exchanging the dollar, you know, there is auctioning of a dollar done at the central bank. Who are these people who are getting this money? We always keep asking this. It goes back to people who are the players at the at in our economy. Most of the foreigners are the one running the economy. They are the one running the business. So they get a lot of money. Once they get this money, they divide it into two: a profit and a running cost. What do they do with the profit? They refer trade back to their countries. And then what do they do with the running costs? So when this profit is taken away out of our economy, so it deny its circulation in our economy. So it affects us. Secondly, the running costs that they are having, they don't buy the things inside South Sudan. They don't go to Malakal, Wau, or Rumbek, or Yambio, or where to buy their commodities. No, they buy them outside the country. So again, the money that they bought through auctioning done by the central bank is equally taken outside our country. So the government would just generate dollars and then now taken away. Generate dollars, taken away. So then there is the, you know, what usually make the money to circulate is when it circulates within the economy. When the availability of dollar, if it is within our economy here, we will be stabilized. So the issue of auctioning need to be reviewed, because what is the aim of auctioning? Is to contain inflation, you know, because once we have a huge inflation, which is always caused by a foreign currency at some point because of the pressure of importing more goods, then it affects our currency. So what do we do when we are auctioning? Money goes away. So what do? We have to invest on our people.
Mm-hmm.
Let us get back to the issues of letters of credit. You know, the reason why the food commodities that you mentioned in your opening statement are increasing here in Juba, the basic food commodities has increased by 25%.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the states that are neighboring Sudan, the foods have increased by 50%. The basic food.
That's Apanel and
Northern Barghazal, Unity, and all those estate. You know, the food commodities. When these people came, they had a pressure on the local economy that people have. There was a huge influx of people that came out of a devastating war in Sudan.
Yeah.
So these people came and caused a pressure on the local resources that are there. You know, there were resources that come from Sudan in form of trades.
Yeah.
Now, because of war, this is stopped. So the supply in these areas cut. So the little resources that they have, a huge number of refugees coming, now are buying them. So when these people, who are the traders, see that most of the commodities are being bought off, they increase the prices.
Now, let me ask, what is the impact of this depreciation of our SSP against the USD in terms of how it's affecting the common man when he goes with that meager salary, which comes rarely, sometimes after 2 months, to the market? For example, here in the Konyokoyo market, how is it affecting the final consumers?
It means that when you get a salary from the government or from the private sector that is paid in SSP, it will always keep changing from its mean value. For example, last month, the dollar was at 80,000. $100 was 80,000. Assume the government used the benchmark of $100 at the basic salary that we have, just like the case we did in 2005 up to 2010, where the minimum salary was 300 pound. The rationale behind that was that this salary was equated with the US dollar. It means you have to consume $3 per day as an individual. For one full month, yeah. Now, it gives you $100. You see? If it is calculated.
Yeah.
So, what happened? We used to get 300 South Sudanese pound.
By then.
And how much was the bag of sorghum? It was 85. I remember in Rumbek, South Sudan is found. In a state that are bordering Sudan, it used to be 65, one bag. Here in Juba, it used to be 55 or so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It means out of 300, you would be having some balance that you would use to buy some other basic commodities. The rate of US dollar, official rate, was 2.96. So it was a good rate.
That was way back.
Way back. That salary is called real wages. But the salary we are getting now is called nominal wages. Do you know the reason why? It is because it does not have a value. For example, the minimum wage that we are getting here is 8,000 South Sudanese pound. If you use our current official rate, it will be less than $2 or even less than $2. So $2 is not enough within a period of 1 month. So if you are getting this, it has fallen from 100 to $2, the salary these people are getting. So it has a significant impact. It makes these people more poorer. You see, you become more poorer by the difference of the official rate that you are getting. You know, so for example, if you were in February when I came, the dollar was 68,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now it is 100,000. So what is the difference between 68 and 100,000? So that difference makes you poorer. What you were supposed to buy with that amount of money, you have a deficit. Compared to those who are earning in US dollar.
Now,
so it means your purchasing power has been affected. You become more poorer.
Mm-hmm. Now the question is, at the moment now, I have been actually trying a lot. I've not seen any document issued by the government, despite the fact that the SSP is dropping against the US dollar. There's no communication so far. Like the last time the dollar went to 70, there was a crisis. There was an extraordinary cabinet meeting.
Mm.
I'm sure you remember.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, the president have to chair this, and there was a very serious statement. Committees were formed. But now the dollar is hitting 90 plus. We have not seen any economic cluster sitting and coming up with some remedies and all these kind of things. What do you think is happening from what you know?
I don't know why
the government so quiet about the economic situation in the country?
Usually there is a partnership between the people and the government in form of social contract. You know, the government is given to be in charge of people affairs. So the government is supposed to come with a plan, educate the people about why these plans are good for them, and then now embark on the implementation of this plan that they have, and then keep updating people what are the deliverables that they have achieved as a result of their intervention on this plan. Now, when the government is silent like this, people wonder what is happening. Why are they not talking? You are right to ask that question. Even for me, I'm wondering, but we can speculate.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe these people who are in charge of economic institution, they are overwhelmed by the change and behavior of dollar, the pressure that it is making. Maybe they are not confident of what they can tell the people. Maybe they are planning so for the conference that the president has directed.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes when the economy is fragile like this, it doesn't most of the time require a lot of talk, because one of the causes of inflation
is talking.
Is expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Once you go and talk, and people expect that things are going to be hard, and you are government official, prices will continue to go up, or even the dollar will have a pressure. You remember the former Minister of Finance when he made mention of the sale of the crude oil. Immediately it was followed by the dollar.
Yeah.
And the prices were going up.
Though the government is... Though he came back and said he was taken...
Out of context.
He was misquoted.
Yes, he went back and told us he was taken out of contract. We don't know whether he made his statement of facts and ran away from it.
This time around, if you are to recommend as an economist for this situation we are in at the moment right now, what would be your recommendation to at least arrest the situation we are in? Because, like you said, people's salaries are not equating to what we have. The prices at the moment are in the market. It's not. Even if you want to buy water, these water tanks will move around. If you live around the city center here, a drum of water is selling for 1,000, for example, for what I know. I don't know how much is it in Gudele and Gure, those extreme. It might be over 1,000 plus. So what should be the practical steps should be taken right now by the government to at least find a solution? We know it's a global issue. The government may say it's not only in South Sudan, we are not unique, there's war in Ukraine and all this kind of thing.
I think the manner in which the relationship between the dollar and South Sudan is found is being managed, to me, is not satisfactory. It's making our country more poorer, and it is inflicting a lot of inflicting a huge poverty on our people. So what the government need to do is to chef it economic effort toward all this. We have to identify what is happening in the market clearly, what kind of money is coming in, how much is going out. When you go to forex exchange now, someone send you from Australia US dollar, you are given by the forex, either the Pshil or any other, to choose whether it be paid in South Sudanese pound or in dollar.
Yeah.
And most of the people would say, no, I need dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you might have been in Uganda or Kenya or where.
Yeah.
There is no such option.
Mm-hmm.
You are paid local currency.
Even here in Ethiopia, once you go to Ethiopia today, you land in a hotel, you say, I want to buy something. They say, go and change.
And then you come and buy.
And come and give us in local currency.
Yeah. So those are kind of structural adjustment a country always do in order to have abundance of the hard currency. Hard currency are foreign money. They are supposed to be at the central bank. They are supposed to be at the commercial bank. And if you want to change, you change from those that are licensed. If someone is transferring money, they get from, they get the local currency. So no, so the now, why does this Forex or money transfer agency keep US dollar? What are they doing there with the US dollar? It is not their mandate.
So is that a
so it's one way the government can do. Now, the second way, you know, the reason why we auction currency is to contain consumer price indexes so that they don't, the purchasing power of our people is not affected. So the manner in which we auction dollars should be suspended immediately. Introduce letters of credit if the intention is to contain the wild consumer price indexes happening in the market. Say that when you have pounds, you can be able to buy at a good price. Identify good business people who are South Sudanese. Give them a contract to go and import food with the supervision. Once they are there, you credit the country where they bought those things. The central bank of that country, and then the central bank of that country will pay those banks that these people are making the payment in. Now the government would be in charge of the hard currency. You know, we have to do a structural adjustment of the entire economy. We start with things that can stabilize our economy within a very short time and look for the long-term solution. Like what I'm saying is a short-term solution now. Letters of credit, mm-hmm. Buy basic food, make food available.
You are aware about the controversies surrounding the LCs those days. You are very aware about it. So by coming back with the LCs again, that means you're going to create another loophole that's going to jeopardize the entire fragile economy at the moment now.
In everything we do, there are always loopholes. But what is important and essential for every government official is to study these loopholes, fix them right away when you see them. So if there are loopholes in the letters of credit, you know, when you look now, when we had letters of credit, where the dollar running like the way it is now, if the answer is no, then it means we were better off when we were doing the letters of credit than when we are auctioning the dollar.
Yeah.
Okay, if you think there are loopholes in the letters of credit and that the auctioning is better, let's divide the money into two. Money for auctioning and money for letters of credit. Because let us stabilize the market. Because one of the series in economy is to set prices, what is called price floor and price ceiling. These things are essential in stabilizing the economy. The government would say, I don't want our people to sleep hungry.
Yeah.
We are against poverty. So what the government would do is to make sure people have abundant food that they can be able to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Using affordable prices. So, and this can be done by use of price floor or price ceiling. It's an economic term that can be used. That is one. Number two, one of the reasons why we keep on failing and failing is because there is no accountability. People have to account for the money that are allocated to them. You know? They have to account at the Council of Ministers. The president has to share the meeting. No, from the spending agencies, this was the money that was allocated to you. What have you done with it? So issues of accountability are very important, and they seem like to be neglected at some point. And also the parliament has to hold those spending agencies accountable for their money. A minister has to come and explain. He has to come with his undersecretary, explain, how did you use our money? This kind of where the money has gone must be clearly handled at the parliament and at the cabinet meeting.
All right.
Yeah. So this is very important. Mm-hmm. You know, the government have two important documents that they are supposed to use: the Public Financial Management Manual and the Procurement Act. You know, we have Procurement Act 2009. So the government must stick to this document. These are the ones that guide us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I meet today with the Minister of Finance, I would tell him, stick to the Public Financial Management Manual. Don't pay anyone in US dollar. any soul Sudanese, don't pay in whether a company or a person. Never. If I'm going for a foreign trip of a government, the government should pay me in SSP. And then I go and look for a dollar, exchange it at the commercial bank. That's how it is done in other countries. You cannot give this government official a hard currency. Where do you get it? Once the Minister of Finance gets the hard currency, it takes it directly to the central bank to exchange it into the local currency. And then now, the Minister of Finance and all the other spending agencies have their bank account at commercial bank. And in those banks, what they have are local currency. Mm-hmm. So Sudanese pound. So if you are a minister, you are going for a foreign trip, you get paid.
But all these accounts were suspended, I think, last month.
The reason for suspensions are not satisfactory. How can a government operate without bank account? Mm-hmm. In the event you come and audit, how will you audit them?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's necessary. What is essential is that we have to stop the use of the dollar.
Yeah.
At all level.
So, and what are your major worries if the SSP continues to depreciate against the US dollar?
As
we head towards the end of the financial year for this country on the 30th of June.
Then there will be economic collapse. The economy will collapse. We will operate without an economy.
Mm-hmm.
And once it collapses, everyone behaves the way he wishes. And this is not always good for a government, because the government is an organized system where things are operated according to as regulated by law. So we cannot allow this to happen.
So do you expect the SSP to keep falling against the USD in the coming days?
If the way things are done remain unchanged, then it may even get worse.
Mm-hmm.
Even before the end of the year, this year, not financial year, the $100 would be changed at 150,000 or even 200,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So things have, we have to change the way we do things, by the way.
Right.
This is a country, and we are managing economy.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be confident about every step of the process that we are making. And once we do it, even the little step we make will have a positive respond at the market.
Mm-hmm. Let me quote for you this. In March this year, the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, predicted that there will be a positive growth in the fiscal year 2023 to 2024 after 3 years of negative growth that was recorded as a result of the COVID-19 flood and others. Economic crisis happening around the country and also globally, do you think we can achieve the target?
No, it won't be achieved, because the inflation that we have in South Sudan, the way it grow is much faster than any other country.
Mm.
Where this is not going to take place, because by the time they make this projection, the relationship between the dollar and SSP, for example, what was the exchange rate? It was lower than it is now.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at it now, it is almost going
started
double.
Around 35, 36 to 40.
When they made this projection.
Yeah.
So if you are making a projection at 35,000 for $100, now it is at 100,000. So it means our currency has lost its value significantly.
Mm-hmm.
So it turned from being money to being currency at some point. And then second, now when the pound is affected like the way it is, it has no value, and the purchasing power of our people has been significantly lost, then there will be high inflation. Economy will not grow. It will be adversely affected. All these projections that are made will reverse. Look at now, the sources of our main revenues is going to be affected by the war in Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
We are exporting oil by Sudan, and now there is war in Sudan. We don't know how long it is going to last. According to informal information that we are getting, the barrel has fallen by around $30. You know,
in the world market.
No. For the oil that come from South Sudan, uh-huh. Not in the world market.
Okay.
Meaning we are becoming poorer by $30 now for a barrel. and you multiply by the number of barrels that we are exporting. So this loss is making us poorer. So it means South Sudan is becoming more poorer than it was before. So the economic growth will slow, poverty will increase, and then our GDP that is used to measure this will also be affected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, major economic growth and all those kind of projections you are making, they will also be affected. So we need to discuss about the challenges that we have. You know, government of South Sudan has very good economic plans, but the problem lies in the implementation. Look, the good, brilliant idea that was brought by the president. He said we are going to have economic conference. That is going to be a conversation of experts on the state of our economy. They look at our plan, look at the budget, look at the and then the injection that we are making, and then we maintain. They give us an advice on how we are supposed to intervene to certain symptoms of economy, either getting worse or improving. But it is not done now. You know, when the president say something like this, it become a law. So those agents who are working with him should right away draw up action plan, draw timeline. The president said this. Let us do it. But in our country, the president can give a directive. It remains there where he declared it, and those who are there are not helping him.
Mm.
That's why at some point the president was saying he's only surrounded by people who would like to eat than work.
Okay.
Yeah.
And before our lines are open to our listeners to call in, is there any economic terms which can be used to explain these differences when the central bank fixes a rate, like today at 939, but in the black market it's more higher? The difference, actually, if my mathematics is very well, it's over 70 SSP rather.
Mm.
Why is that difference so huge between the central bank rate and the black market?
The thing is, the decision sometime for the exchange rate set by the central bank, it can be done in the morning, like at 8.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, the dollar keep moving. If you call the person who supply you with the dollar,
mm-hmm.
it you will realize that it is not in the where it was before. It keeps changing.
Yeah.
But the government decision doesn't keep changing. You have to hold it. In other areas, okay, they keep monitoring the performance of the commercial bank. And you would see that it is not a fixed rate for that day. It can even change within hours. So this could also be another tactic the bank is doing. Because if there is a huge change between official rate and the black market rate, those who are managing hard currencies may even be tempted to steal, because that huge change can make you very rich within an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So the government could also adopt this strategy by monitoring what is happening at the commercial bank, Forex, and the black market, and keep adjusting so that the difference is insignificant.
Okay. Should we expect the SSP to gain ground against the USD in the coming days?
If nothing is done, then there is no such expectation. I will not give it any expectation.
Okay.
But if I were here with the Minister of Finance or the Governor of Central Bank, and then he assured us that, look, today is bad. We have low dollars. But tomorrow, we are going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this reform and this. I saw this challenge, and this is how I'm going to do it. That can give me now a confidence to know where we are going,
mm-hmm.
is going to be good. But now the confidence that I have is where we are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know where we are coming from, but I don't know where we are heading. But if what had been happening repeatedly for many days or many months remain the way it is today, then I would have no hope of saying tomorrow is going to be better.
Mm-hmm.
So what is important is the plan. Let these people talk to us. Let them engage with us. Let them tell us what they are doing, the government official that you are saying. We need them to talk to the parliament. Let the committee at the parliament talk to us. Once we hear some of the problem that they are facing, maybe we can share with them some of the solution as well.
Mm. Maybe let's wait when they are working on the plans for this economic conference here. Before our lines are open to our listeners on 092-9686-297 to call us and ask their questions. very important question I want to put to you as an economist. The East African countries are already debating their budget because the fiscal budget for the previous financial year is coming to an end on the 30th of June. But here in South Sudan, I've not heard anything, but I've heard about a supplementary budget. Very soon, today is 18th, and in less than, 45 days, we shall be clocking the end of our financial year. So, does it worry you when we are coming to the end of a financial year? There's no debate going on about the budget, and there's no proper time given for scrutiny, and the people don't go and defend their draft budgets, these committees. Like Uganda is doing their own. It has been adjusted to next week on Tuesday 23rd. So what is your take on this issue of the delay of our national budget to be presented in the parliament?
You know, when you present your budget on time, the country will be happy with you. If you are appointed by the president will be happy with you because you keep time. But if you don't follow the timeline that are...
Is there any reason to explain why the delay is happening?
I don't see any reason. Because the minister knows, and his team, the financial year is ending soon. So he would have started long time ago as provided for in the schedule. You know, the schedule is in public financial management. That's why I was saying stick to them. If they were to stick to that, then that financial management manual would give them a timeline to start all the plan, make the submission. Now, if someone is saying he's not going to do the plan, but he's coming with the supplementary budget, it doesn't sound good. The financial year is already ending. Let us have the budget and plan, because we are already ending. So you are giving executive a pressure of maybe extending the financial year to another financial year. So this goes back to what kind of skill does these people have who are supposed to help the minister? So the blame would go to some of these people. I would not actually blame, but the question would be posed to them, what are you doing to meet the timeline that are adequately brought to your attention by the public financial management manual? We also have the operation manual. By the way, if you cannot follow this one, there is operation manual. It's around 1,000 and something pages. Once you read it, it gives you the guidance on what to do at each stages. So it is unjustified to call for a supplementary budget when already the budget is coming to an end. What is essential and important to be done is to have a plan. Now, budget and plan submitted to the parliament, just like the way it is done. We have members of the East African community, and all of them, all these members of the East African community, agree on the same financial year. Mm-hmm. For us, we shift it from January to this period. That is, Sudan used to start its financial year in January, but we came to July, June, recently when we joined the East African community. So if the minister wants more great, and with his team, the undersecretaries, then they should start doing the plan instead, the budget and plan instead of supplementary budget.
Okay. Yes, our lines are open. You can call on 0912062079 and ask your question to my guest here, Sandy Mayang, who is an economist, and we are discussing about the economic situation where our South Sudanese pound continues to fall, or it's at its lowest point against the U.S. dollar as of today. I don't know how is it in your state. You can call us and tell us on 0912062079, and also you can share with us some of the prices of the basic commodities in your state. How are you coping up with this situation, and what do you think can be done to solve the problem? Now, we know it is a global issue. South Sudan is not immune. We are not an island. Whatever happens in other parts of the country will also affect us here, but each house is having its own problem and solution. You have to find the solution, and they say if you have somebody sick in your own house and your neighbor is also sick at the same time, first treat yours and then you go to help your neighbor. You can call us and ask your question to us on our lines, which are now open. Hello. Hello. Yes, good evening.
This is Samuel calling from Maridi.
Okay, Samuel from Maridi. Go ahead, Samuel.
Thank you, sir. First of all, I want to appreciate and recognize the presence of our guest in the studio and thank him for explaining much about the economy of South Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first of all, I want to put my input or comment, then I will be having some few questions later.
First of all, let me ask you, how is the situation in Meridi? The prices of goods, are they stable? Are they very expensive in the market? Are things very expensive? The one you used to buy before. How are they today?
Sonny Martin, if you haven't come to Meridi now, Meridi has completely changed.
Yes, I've not been by there then, for a very long time.
Yes, by then, you cannot get a budget of maize at 10,000 as per now. People were selling maize actually at 1,000, 2,000. But as we are talking to you now, when you come to Meridi, you expect to buy a bundle of meat at the 10,000.
Okay.
Which it is very difficult. Basic items like salt and other things in the market have really gone very high.
Okay. Then, so go ahead with the question.
Let me come to our guest. Mm. Yes, let me come to the guest in the studio. He has actually explained and putting some of the blame on the war in the fighting in Ukraine, about the fighting in Sudan. First of all, let us tell you about all this. When dollar was coming to 50, this was when these things were not there. The government itself has actually started failing. There is a failure from the beginning. Now, at the moment now, government is saying, or they are now saying it's because of the fighting in Ukraine, because of the fighting in Sudan, that is why things have gone high and all this. Now, he's coming to the studio as far now. What is he coming to tell the citizen? Like now he's predicting about US dollar will be going to 200 or 150. Now, What are the way forward now so that these issues will come down? Like a civil servant who are getting less money, should the US dollar continue to go like this? What will really happen?
Okay.
What is the plan forward now? What is the current plan now so that at least by the end of this year or before this year comes an end, things have to be at least stable?
Okay. Thank you so much for the way forward. We shall be hearing from him. Hello, Redimira. Hello. Yes, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Yes, thank you very much, and I really appreciate the program and the guests in studio. My question will go like this. I have two questions or more.
Mm-hmm.
So one question. Now, this expert, when they come to the studio, they speak a good words, but my question is this. They just speak to the government through media or the go into the offices, because this advice should be told directly to the government.
Okay.
Because now maybe some official, especially the president, may not listen to radio.
Mm-hmm.
And this one may affect that. And what is the way forward now? Because we are really suffering.
Okay. Thank you so much.
The economy is a part of life, but now the life of Sudan is very vulnerable.
Okay. What's your name once again? Your name? Okay. Hello, Redimira. Hello. Hello.
Sonny Martin.
Yes, your name?
Avram, Nimule.
Okay, go ahead from Nimule.
So I want to give this opportunity, thanks for this guest in the studio,
mm-hmm.
and also the good time for me to say something in the FM.
Please go ahead.
So, like, as the crisis of dollar is confusing all of us in South Sudan, and we understood very well that this dollar is now a problem to us, will not be good for us to set something so that we return to our culture of digging from long, long time ago, so that we eliminate this problem out. We say I'm hating another person is hating another one because of hunger or because of this dollar. That is my question only.
Okay.
Thank you.
People should go back to digging. Sunday, three questions, almost more or less the same. What is the way forward from Samuel in Meridi? And also, another caller, do you normally engage these stakeholders, the people who at the heart of decision making in this country, and or you just speak through the radio. And if you think, do you think embarking on agriculture should also resolve some of this issue?
Yes. In fact, that's what the founding father of this country was advocating, Dr. John Garang. He was saying, once we become a government, we need to use the oil money
to fund
agriculture, because to do research, we need to use the oil money to research on agriculture. Then, when we are using the oil money to finance our expenditure and so on, because he's saying this will make us lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Once we see a lot, because what happened, oil bring a lot of money. So, and if you have a lot of money, there will be a lot of leisure. People become lazy. But if you don't see that money and you channel it into agriculture, then it will promote production of more food. Why is the dollar a problem now? It is because we are using it to buy food outside the country. That's the reason why it is becoming our problem. But if we are producing our own food, if we are digging, like Abraham is saying, if we get back to our digging instead of relying on our salary, then this pressure of the dollar will go down. So we should engage with our government so that an investment is done on our agriculture. Our farmers should be supported. Their efforts, get them tools, let them organize so that tools that can make them produce larger scale areas can be encouraged by the government.
Mm-hmm.
There are simple ways of doing this. You have to have farmers association for sorghum, association for maize, association for simsim, for rice, and so on. And then the government now can easily come, put the money in those areas that people produce food. When food is produced locally, then there will be no issue of us buying from outside using our hard currency.
Mm-hmm.
So our hard currency now will be used for other things. Most of our hard currency goes for buying food outside. So our people should go back. I agree with Abraham. Let us dig.
Do you engage?
Yes. Do I engage? Me, I'm not working with the government. I'm looking for a job in the private sector or in a government if I'm lucky. I lost my job in 2021. And I had been searching for a work, but I did not get a job.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm invited like this by the media house, I share with them an idea on how our government can improve.
They listen anyway. They listen.
Okay. Yeah, if they are listening, yes. Then most of them,
because they have people who are listening,
should see some of my ideas. Mm-hmm. If they are okay, then they can take them and implement so that they
And then, the way forward. You
know, okay. The guy from Meridi was saying the dollar started dropping before the war in Sudan and even some other areas. Why are we blaming it on them? You know, it's one of the factors that exaggerated the rise of the dollar than before. Before, the dollar was rising, but not like the speed it is now. So that is what I can tell him. What are the way forward? One, the government must identify both short-term and long-term policies. Especially an encouragement of all factors of production within our country. The government should encourage them. These are the factors to get our people to work. These are factors to get loan to our people to engage in business. These are factors to, you get them the capital to do the work. But there are other recommendations that I would encourage our government. Mm-hmm. The government of South Sudan need to call for emergency IGAD meeting in Juba to discuss the state and condition of refugees that we have in South Sudan that are coming from Sudan. They should mobilize fund and set up joint committees to help refugees. The government of South Sudan also should equally call on World Bank and IMF to provide a special fund to stabilize dollar relationship with South Sudanese pound, and the government to mount significant effort in containing the consumer price index. There should be clear, the government should clear the river transport to Juba, engage with the engage holding, the river is not able to allow our people to move.
Mm-hmm.
So clear this so that people could move from the border areas. There is an emergency committee helping evacuation of South Sudanese from Sudan. So these people are doing a credible thing. The government should do the same thing by trying to demarcate areas
How will that contribute to the stabilizing of the economy? How will that contribute that economy?
You know what is happening? Most of the foods are going there.
Mm-hmm.
And if we are not calling this foreign IGAD to come and help us, Sudan is a member of IGAD country. They will bring in hard currency that will be used to help the refugees get their food there instead of taking from us here in Juba. Food is being taken from Juba to them.
Okay.
So they will be provided food, shelter, and clothing.
All right.
And this will have no pressure on on us.
Thank you so much, Sande. We hope to talk to you some other time. Our news is up now in the next 1 minute. Thank you so much for coming to our studio. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sani Matit.